for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Great big Rosie, good morning to you all. Well, boy, this is like the really old days of the Rosie on the House broadcast. Romy's not here.
Check.
Jennifer's not here.
Double check.
Carol's not here.
Triple check.
I threatened him. I said, you know, if you leave me in the studio for a whole Saturday morning broadcast, it may be our last broadcast ever. Oh, so we've got families vacationing all over. Jennifer took all of our daughters for a girls' getaway weekend this weekend, so they're having fun as a family unit. And Romy's got his kids competing in a rodeo up in Prescott that I'll be driving up to watch a little bit later today and tomorrow. But we're here this hour to talk about your favorite topic, you and your home. And if you'd like to join the conversation, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4-U. Let us know what you're trying to tackle in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin, and we'll do what we can to put our building experience of over 45 years here in the Phoenix market and the Arizona market in general to work for you. And we have invited some special guests in studio from TWD, Rosie Certified Design Build Remodel Team. Ron LaBrie, Design Manager for TWD. Ron, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And you have brought Ms. Tracy Rokas, the showroom designer for TWD Design Build Remodel. Tracy, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So in our article of the week, which we send out by email, by subscription only, we talk about some trends that are going on in the world of remodeling right now. Where would y'all like to start in that article? Ron, you're, as design manager, you know, your head's on the block every day. You've got to be ahead of what's out there now and what's coming, right?
Exactly. And I think the biggest thing that we really should address is how this pandemic has changed our lives over the last 12 years. It's forced all of us to change the way we operate as a family unit, and we're, you know, going out to dinner was no longer an option, forcing us to, you know, either use Uber Eats, or many of us have had to learn how to cook, which has been challenging, I know, for several of my friends. And then the other thing is how do I prep and how do I store food to be able to cook for my family? And so it's been a learning curve, and we've definitely seen homeowners that want to remodel to accommodate these, you weren't able to get your coffee at Starbucks. And so we're seeing people buying espresso machines and air fryers, things that will then help them cook easier and quicker, which then means they need room to be able to store these additional appliances.
The storage becomes a real dilemma.
Yes.
A real dilemma. And I was just talking with our call screener, Miss Julia, who is helping take Jennifer's place today. And she mentioned that in the COVID chaos of the last 12 months, her mom took up gardening. So, and there's been a lot of people take up gardening. Great outdoor activity, a great thing to do. And these new, we bought a Tevela oven, a steam oven. And you get, for the office, and you get boxes delivered by mail that you can just quick cook. And they're pretty good. I would have never tried that if, you know, there weren't places to take the people out to lunch during this mess.
Well, I'm still waiting for them to come up with the George Jetson pill that they
three meals in a bite.
Yeah, that you'd put that in the oven and a gourmet meal pops out.
Well, the COVID scenario, what it's done to us, and all the things you listed, but one of the other things is mandatory work from home. And creating enough different spaces for everybody, the kids to do their schoolwork, and the parents to do their either their teaching role or their work role.
It's really interesting when we go out to a customer's house and seeing the kids in different areas of the house working, you know, whether we're doing a Zoom meeting. So we're trying to do multi-level islands that accommodate eating as well as food prep, serving, and also doing homework, Zoom calls, things like that. And the other issue that we're seeing is, you know, home office conversions, converting either an existing den into not just one home office, but three.
Yeah. Yeah, the empty nesters kind of got lucky because they had that extra room, you know, that had been vacated by the kid that had just graduated. I met with a young couple just this week who are moving here back from Maryland. They've been in Maryland for 13 years. They're moving back because his occupation has now gone virtual forever. And they're telling him, you'll never be in the office again. If you can get internet on the moon, you can go live on the moon. So there, we'll be building them a home in Carefree. And his office is in Laurel, Maryland.
That's very interesting.
So, and Miss Tracy, as showroom designer, you've got probably the hardest job of everybody at TWD. because you've got to decide where to invest that showroom money in the materials and the manufacturers that you trust and respect that can hold a customer's attention until we remodel it again. That's tough. That's really tough.
That's right. And we're having some problems getting materials that are going to be in stock. So I'm spending a lot of time finding what we can get, what's going to sell, what's in style. But it's a constant challenge and it's constantly changing too. So we're trying to, as smartly as we can, use the square footage at our showroom to bring some new things in. I know one of the things that's been really hot this year is doing, it used to be subway tile was so, it was everywhere. It's a twist on subway tile. It's called like a Moroccan handmade tile. It's going towards things that look like they're handmade, things that look a little different each one, so it's a little more like a custom look. We're doing showers, we're doing backsplashes, and so we're bringing more and more of those materials into our showroom.
Now, in the showroom, addressing Ron's number one trend he mentioned is finding storage space for all of these new gadgets and features and appliances that people are buying. How are y'all addressing that? Are you addressing it with cabinet design or additional pantry design? How are we getting it done?
Well, we have some really great things are new in pantries, and you can get pantry pullouts that already have the containers in them. They're very organized, very good use of space. We're even putting in different. You can get to plug in your computers right in your cabinet drawers,
all your charging stations,
things like that. And so he was talking about the islands. You can get them at different levels. Some people might want to work at a table level, some people at a counter, some at a bar. That depending on how you want to work and how you want your island to work for you, we're seeing multi levels in all of that.
The height of the island tells you if that's a workstation or a eating station.
Right. And people are wanting all different. They want like a table coming off their island so that they can, so people could sit at table height. Some people like to work up high at like a bar height. And then we need, because they're plugging in their devices, we need a way to plug those in and charge things along the way.
And actually our showroom showcases an island with today's current trend, which is not only storage and prep space, but it also includes a built-in table with an extension and a waterfall edge so that people can then sit up there, converse, have a Zoom meeting with just, you know, doing the combination office as well as prep, because the whole family is really congregating in the kitchen. We're seeing a trend of getting rid of the existing breakfast nook and enlarging the island with the built-in seating.
Just to accommodate the multifunction that the kitchen, it was always a multifunction room, but it's really accentuated here in this last 12 months, 13 months.
Absolutely.
So how about colors? What are we doing with colors, Tracy? How do you pick a color to paint a showroom today that may not get remodeled for 3 to 5 years? How do you do that?
So that's hard, but we try to keep things as current as possible. What is really happening right now is it would be called a grayish. We're adding warm tones and cool tones to get something that can go in either direction. So you can have your grays and your cool tones, or you can have your browns and beiges and your warm tones and kind of mix them together. And that is why the 2021 color of the year is Urban Bronze, which is a great color for it. It can go with something. You've got brown furniture or you've got a gray paint. It can go with anything.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but when the industry picks a color of the year, they usually don't go this dark.
They usually don't, no.
This is kind of a new thing.
Although last year, this is Sherwin-Williams. Okay. Different companies have different colors of the year. But last year was navy blue. It was called Naval. This year it's Urban Bronze, which is a very dark color.
It is.
We do have it when you walk in our showroom, and it looks great. It's sophisticated, but yet can go kind of rustic also. And it really is a really interesting color.
Yeah, it pops, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a charcoal brown is how I would describe it, and it would probably be a little bit overbearing if, you know, you painted an entire room with that, but we are doing lots of accents with that.
Absolutely. We are here with Ron and Tracy from TWD Design Build Remodel. Rosie certified remodelers here in the Valley of the Sun. If you've got a remodeling question or dilemma or design question, a design question would be an excellent time to call, because I can't design my way out of a paper bag. But we've got designers here in showroom that might be able to answer your question. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348.